Before music, I was born and raised in Canada, obviously. So, you know, growing up, I was a hustler. And the real reason I started music, actually, I actually was got in a little bit of trouble. You know, got charges. I was fighting that, and then just decided, you know, I got to do something that has longevity and it'll not put me in, you know, bad positions. So I started making music, which is, you know, I know you're joking saying I could have done K-pop and all that, but I'm as Canadian as it gets.
Hey, Mississauga, on, right? You from Mississauga, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Saga. He's from the fancy houses, Lambo.
Yeah, nice. I know. Saga. That Saga region, that
Square
field,
one.
I know it.
Square one, yeah.
Square one. That's kind of how I got into it, right? I was facing a few charges. I was fighting those, and then when I finally got, I got discharged from my charges, and then I decided, you know, let's start making music. So that's kind of how it started. It was just based on, you know, that's why you hear in the earlier stages of my music, it was,
yeah,
I guess the tone of it was different, kind of what I'm talking about, or
yeah,
my writing's different. And then as I progressed as an artist, I realized, you know, music could be bigger than certain things, and I started kind of something in my brain switched.
Okay, so it's very important that we mention here, you know, we went from 669 to twos. In 2021, you dropped the EP Honest, over 30 million streams. How did you feel when that comes into you and you see these numbers? Like, because it's a big difference between how you sounded on Diamond and how you sounded on Honest. So if you could just speak about that transition a little bit for us.
It's just growth as I mean, keep in mind, you know, with 669 and Diamonds, like 669 had, I think, 7 songs on it. And it was the first project I put out. And out of those 7 songs, I may have only made like 10 songs in total, and 7 of them on that project. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like I was just like, you know, like grinding in music for years, and I had this like music saved up. And I, you know, it was like I started making music, and my first 10 songs, I picked 7 and I put a project out.
That's it. Simple. You're like, it's all hot. We're going to run with it.
Done.
Yeah. And then even with twos, you know, I it's not like I made, you know, 30 songs and picked the next 9. Like I may have made like 13 songs and picked the next 9. Like it wasn't, you know what I mean? I was very just kind of make and go. Yeah.
No, I like that. So your Canadian tour kicks off July 8th. Montreal, my city, you'll be able to catch Anders this Sunday at the Belmont. The doors open at 7. Y'all know how the Belmont get. Anders is going to pack this thing out. The show starts at 8. I always like to ask artists, Anders, how do you kind of prepare for a live show? Are you one of those artists that's going to go up there and do the songs? Or are we going to get the theatrics? Are, you know, are we going to get you going in the crowd, jumping and going left to right? I know you do a lot of Loverboy music. Come With Me, great single out right now. We played it on the show. We love Come With Me. Great difference between Come With Me and Diamonds. Love the growth. But how do you prepare for your shows?
Preparation, I just obviously you gotta tighten up your set list and rehearse. But, you know, I just try not to. I try to keep the partying till after. You know, but other than that, like you said, in my music, there's such a range of it. So it can go from, you know, something like Diamonds or the fast ones, like, you know, Bad Habits or stuff like that. And then I have slower music that's, you know, really kind of like waving back and forth with a light kind of music. So I try to just control that emotion and kind of guide that through the show and kind of give everyone a bit of everything. So it's not necessarily like you're not going to my show to like rage the whole time. You're not going there either to just be seated on your, you know, like and watching the whole time. So it's a range. I like to bring it on a roller coaster.
Now,
Anders, you say you like to bring it on a roller coaster and you do many things. Well, I have to ask you, because I'm curious. Tell everybody about your brand, your NST brand, because I want to know more about it.
Well, it was just more of an imprint that I started in the beginning when I wanted to merchandise and brand certain things, but I didn't want to, obviously my artist is my name, Anders. I didn't want to just, you know, have merch that just said my name on it. Like I wanted something still associated but not directly, you know, just a shirt with my name on it. So that's kind of where that kind of imprint was, the idea of it came up. NST just stands for No Small Talk, but that was the main reason, because I wanted to create a sub brand.
I like that. I don't like small talk. I like it. Straight to the point.
He flipped the no long talk. He's like, nah, I'm too cool. Because I saw your IG. You a fly boy. No small talk. Awesome. I need that. I need that shirt. Where's the link for that? My listeners need
that. We're gonna bring you guys a care package when we're out in Montreal.
Okay, you know me.
Speaking my language. I don't like small talk. I'm like, let's just get to it.
We go straight to it.
Now you have a lot of facets to you, and by looking at your IG, I see that family, your son is very important to you. I'm a mom of four, and I know, you know, that's really important. How do you balance, you know, work life, your music, and everything that you do with family life, with spending time with your son?
I think the main thing that I did was starting to sleep earlier, because my son's up at, he's up at 7 a.m. So
yep.
those days of staying up till 3, 4 a.m. working on music or just being out, like, I just can't, I'll be miserable in the morning because I have to wake up with him, spend time with him. I try to spend time with him in the morning, and then I'll drop him off to school or daycare or whatever you want to call it. And then I'll do my, you know, my work. So it just comes down to, you know, scheduling better and, you know, prioritizing what I have to do. I don't have to go out as much. I don't party. It's a good balance though. And I don't miss it. So.
Oh yeah. Cause it's not easy to balance work life, family, children. And you know, cause we want to have it all. But the one thing I really want to ask you, how important is it to have your like family and friends support? Cause we know this industry is a very difficult and challenging industry. How important is it to have support for any new artist that's up and coming, that you can give them advice about, you know, support, or even family members that are giving support to somebody who's up and coming?
Well, the people around you, as you get older and, you know, you achieve more things or you start making more money or whatever it may be, right? You start realizing the people around you, your kids, your parents, you know, your family, those are the people that matter, right? And you know, I've met people that, no matter, in all walks of life, different economic situations, and everyone will tell you, when you realize that the family is what truly matters, then it kind of makes you more focused.
Yeah,
certain things, right? Then you're not spending your time, you know, chasing the wrong things or trying to impress the wrong people. And as a new artist, you know, I know a lot of being an artist comes with having a, you know, your public perception and what people think and their opinions, and you know, whether they think what you're doing is good or not, or if they rock with it. Or but there's always people around you that'll uplift you and support you, and you know, use that as fuel, I guess.
Now, Anders, we paid all the bills. Montreal might see him. We're speaking with recording artist Anders, singer, songwriter, rapper. Are you more of a rapper or a singer?
I never call myself a rapper. I consider myself a singer. So, rapping.
But he does it all.
No, I mean, he's been nominated for Juno twice, so he's in a different group. He's a recording artist at this point.
Yes.
I call myself an artist. Yeah, like I never wanted to make music. I never saw myself saying, hey, I'm gonna rap. I guess I started singing, but certain styles of music and certain songs maybe have pulled me closer to that kind of rapper description. But in my head, I make music. I could sing, whatever. Like, I've never actually rapped. Like, usually it's more of melodic, but I guess rap now is all melodic, so.
Yeah. Humble, too, now. Look at you. Yeah, humble, you.
No, he raps. He raps. Go back to Diamond. He's nice. On the stage. Okay, so let's have some fun with you now. Now, we ask all our celebrities when they come on our show, we end up our interviews, we ask them if they're going to go to Mars. So, they're actually terraforming Mars right now. You know, the Earth, we're in a bad place, the climate, and all these different epidemics, pandemics, all these things happening. So, you want to know, when Mars is ready, will you and your family be interested in going to Mars? We even have a BIPOC continent called Marfrica for all visible minorities and all of that. We're going to have our own black hockey team and everything.
Yep.
All that's there. There's no Soca. I don't know if you're a dancer.
There's only one more Soca. There's no Soca on Mars.
There's definitely some Anders music. We like the Sweet Man music. The Sweet Man music is all there.
Always welcome.
We just want to know, will Anders and his family be interested in going to Mars when it is terraforming?
I mean, you lost me at no Soca. I don't know.
Okay. Hold on, are you a Soca fan?
Yeah. I listen to everything, man. You'd be surprised.
Anders is a real saga. Watch this guy. He's going.
Wow.
No, man. Going to Mars, I don't know. I don't think I can. I mean, if you asked me a couple years ago before I was in this position, I'd probably answer you right away. But I'm a family man now, so I can't make that decision alone.
Whoa, Mr. Responsible. What? Yo, like man, the girl.
I gotta see what my girl's thinking. I can't just leave her here.
Smart man.
I love cool the growth. Man. The growth. Montreal, my city. We were speaking with recording artist Anders. You can catch him this Sunday at the Belmont, July 10 at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7. Make sure you guys get there early. The Belmont packs up real fast. Anders, if you have anything to tell your fans, what they can expect from you Sunday, let them know to come out, support you. You do great music. It's a great couple. It's a great date night as well, huh, Lambo?
Yeah.
It's a good date night. The music is right.
Yeah, come out. Enjoy the show. Come. I want to be really interactive with fans. I want to meet, you know, everyone. That it's obviously been so long since I've been in Montreal one and been on tour, you know, with the pandemic and everything going on. So come out, have fun, and let's kind of rekindle.
Well, listen, man, we appreciate your time. Welcome to Warner Music. You know what I mean? Good things to come and good luck on tour. When you're done with your tour, you need to come back and give us all the jewels and stories from the road. Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll visit come you guys for sure.
Yeah, you got to come in studio, talk to the PR. She know me. Bring everybody to the studio. Anders, we appreciate you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Pleasure's mine.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Forever. Do you understand? Forever. Forever and ever and ever and ever.
We don't, will be don't here be, don't be tapping your cup like we like we are peeing pub. This that
and
new
ever and
DJ
ever.
Drama. Forever. This that new fabulous. It's about the quality. Benny the Butcher's on this. It's about the streets. You know how we're doing things in Montreal. Only the exclusives. The Bondito. Montreal, New York, Philly, upstate New Jersey, Crystal Lake, I see you. Kaya Pesh, I see you. Let's break it out. Let's go.
Forever, forever, forever. DJ Drama. DJ Drama. Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Oh, the life that we live, oh. This piece taught us everything we know. Stacking, flipping, stacking, yeah. Tell me what you know about it. Oh, we have business for mine. Money, power, mine. Whoa. We gon' keep on.
The streets taught me valuable lessons, like my best friends was a 40 cal and a whip.
Yo, let me tell you
the streets taught me valuable lessons.
Let me tell you
like my best friend
Fab is different.
Fab is different. Like these two-faced niggas trying to challenge my blessings. Talk down when you ain't round, then smile in your presence. I'm a child of the essence, so my morals is different. Took big steps to get here, my euro is different. Check it. The streets taught me valuable lessons. Like my best friends was a 40 cal and a Wesson. Like these two-faced niggas trying to challenge my blessings. Talk down when you ain't round, then smile in your presence. I'm a child of the essence, so my morals is different. Took big steps to get here. My euro is different. Check it. You play the game by the rules that's connected with it. It's not a win if you lost your respect to get it. Took a loss on my first trip to Broadway. Big eight of bad work, I guess I learned the hard way. Do my dirt by myself, handle my business. I done seen a co-defendant turn eyewitness.
We live, this piece taught us everything we know. Stacking, flipping, stacking, yeah. Tell me what you know about it. Oh, we have business for mine. Money, power, mine.
What's up, nigga? What you know about that, nigga? Big B and seven.
Stacking, flipping, stacking, yeah. Tell me what you know about it.
Yeah,
coming, nigga.
Throw me any number, my plug willing to top it. So one phone call and a flood hitting your projects. I only wear them shits if a dub fit in the pockets. Cause my hood brand more drug dealers than doctors. Crack rock a jump shot, that's how my guys did it. So you either a Guy Fisher or Kawhi Leonard. I felt like both when I stacked my first five digits. Now I'm the coach who used to play, nigga, I'm Doc Rivers. Learn from the streets, be a student for the day. It's respect when the team wait for you to run a play. Put a brick in your trap or a shooter on your face. Versace hanging off my bitch like a superwoman cape.
The life that we live, oh. This piece taught us everything we know. Stacking, flipping, stacking, yeah. Tell me what you know about it. Oh, we have business for mine. Money, power, mine. Whoa, we gon' keep on. Stacking, flipping, stacking, yeah. Tell me what you know about it.
Cap, what you know about coffee grinders in that chalky China? And you can run, but don't trip, cause we gon' stalk and find you.
And no stress, your boy bless, you know to cross the blind. I drop a bag, it don't matter what it cost the line. I got stains like it's spaghetti on my shirt. The first consignment that I got, Poppy got debted on the work. And we was setting up shop when grandma was getting up from work. And I was watching Uncle Rick getting all that bread by the church. Shit, I was out the window studying. I seen a 4-5, had a grown man stuttering. Police was doing raids and had the helicopter hovering. I was shooting in Harlem when Pop was shooting above the rim. Nigga, I don't really like that.
The life that we live, oh, this bitch taught us everything we know. Stacking, flipping, stack again. Tell me what you know about it. Oh, we have business for mine. Money power with mine. Whoa, we gon' keep on. Stacking, flipping, stack again. Tell me what you know about it. What you know about it.
Forever, forever.
Yeah. Montreal, my city, 8:15 in the morning. We in here with Lambo.
You know.
So a crackhead just went into my van and took my school bag and my little pouch there that Sabby got me to hold my little extra phone for the road. You can't have nothing nice. Yo, God bless y'all, though. The show's coming to you live from TG Kicks, right? The lead-in sneaker and sports where we got the little mini electric cars, all of that. Yo, Shonda, come on. Yo, why is Shonda roughing up the girl outside, though? Yo, she live went in my van and took my school bag out. It's crazy. I was trying to be trusted in the hood. I'm treating the hood like it's the suburbs. It's crazy out here. Montreal, my city. Keep it live, man. The best morning show in the country. Some more detour. Weezy Moon Chase and Lambo. The doors only go up one way.
You know it.
We on Fridays. You know how we do things. Catch us live on the YouTube and Facebook. Detour 514. Before I forget, because I will. Tonight, we're going live in Montreal, Trey Lamont tonight, Showtime Tour, 18 plus. We should ask Trey last week, why is it 18 plus? Yeah. Why do you have to mention that?
Why?
Is he going to pour water and baby oil himself on the chair with no shirt? Trey Lamont, call us in. What are you doing? Yeah, his line might be down, too. No. So that's happening tonight at Théâtre Saint-Catherine. So I'm going to pass by this show. Him some love. Also, Jeu de la Rue. If you guys don't know, for the last couple of years, I host a dunk contest with my, I'm affiliated with a nonprofit Grind Now Shine Later. Thanks. So I'm Jeu de la Rue, the whole basketball thing for activities for kids in the inner cities. So on August 4th, we're doing a dunk contest and we're doing a one-on-one thing. So I'll get more information about that, but that's happening. So let's get into it. So Saturday, I'm really excited, man. I heard we're going to meet the Roots.
Yeah.
I'm new to this.
I'm not new to that.
Okay, so let's pull this all the way up. I remember when I saw your billboard with the Leafs.
Mm-hmm.
Why the Leafs?
Because it goes with the brand.
What?
Woosah, state of clarity and calmness, nature, biophilia.
Why do you feel like Midsummer Night's Dream? Why do you feel? I feel like Will Shakespeare is gonna pop out of the bushes.
Well, I couldn't put like the marijuana leaves, so I figured I'm gonna put those leaves. It's close to nature. It's love. It's biophilia is a love of nature and love of life, and that's what my brand is about because it's eco-sustainable.
How did you get the? I'm so amazed you were able to get Woosah. Because it's such a dope thing. I know it became a cultural thing when Martin Lawrence said in Bad Boy. But that was available? Nobody wanted Woosah?
Well, there's some brands named Woosah, but I took a trademark and I was like, well, slam dunk. You can do whatever you want, but this is my brand and fashion.
You get your paperwork up, man. You need a couple lawyers, man. You know, you show people how to do things, man. I wish we were a little bit more mixed here, man. Because I had a joke about the trademark and some things in Montreal. Look at Maddie. Look at me. Some things I'm not fit to talk about.
We can talk about it. I can back it up if you need.
Some things I'm not fit to talk about. But I'm really excited about. I knew that we were going to do the Roots on Saturday and be able to meet them and all of that. So I started thinking to myself, how many bands are there really in hip-hop? Like, bands. I know Roots is not the only one, but in modern time, Roots is the only band.
Yeah.
Black Thought's an alien. All his bars is like, Black Thought is like, he's like another Talib, is like another Common, but he's in a band.
I'm going to call him by his government name because I know them that well. So Tarek is amazing. Like the first time I met them, I was a teenager, okay? And I met the Roots and I was like, we created a kinship, but I created a real kinship with Quest, with Amir. So, and him and I became really good friends, and there was a time I actually went with them on tour from Montreal when they were performing at the Savoy to Toronto when Jill Scott was singing, you know, the song You Got Me, because Jill Scott wrote it, Erica sung it, right? But Erica wasn't at the tour, so Jill was, and I met Jill Scott at that time too, when she was new, being known as a singer, but she was always a songwriter at the time. So we had this long extending history where then even when he started, when Questlove started DJing and he came to Montreal DJ at Club Exit, and I was like, let me bring him over here.
Oh, you're taking them back to Exit?
Yeah, like it was, I've known him for years, so like, I didn't get a chance to see him when I was in New York, but I hung out with Ray.
Yeah.
And I was,
we're gonna interview Ray.
We're
gonna
interview Ray because Ray's got a lot of projects coming up. But let me tell you something. When you see the roots, what you see is what you get. They are really like that. Like Tarek Thought is like amazing. In person, he's very like, he's very deep.
You know, you know, let's talk about these deep brothers a little bit. Some of these guys that's deep, like Black Thought and like the Common Sense and Talib Kweli, like, you always feel like when you're in a conversation with them, it's like, yo, I don't know enough.
Yeah,
I mean, the same way I feel like when I talk to my boy Doc. I just feel like certain people, is like, you might need to read like 10, 12 books a day.
Yeah.
Just to have a conversation, because they put you on such a plane.
Yeah.
They're being to such a place, like, yo. And then I feel stupid because I'm like, I should have known this.
Yeah, but do you know something about Questlove? I'm going to give a fun fact about Questlove.
Oh, please do.
He is a thesaurus of knowledge for anything music. His collection, his record, his vinyl collection is insane.
That, yeah.
But when you speak to him, he literally, even Ray and I were talking about it. I'm like, he's like, yo, this dude, I'm like, mind blowing. I'm like, I'm telling you. From the first day that I met him and I realized he's a thesaurus of knowledge, I used to pick his brain and ask him questions all the time. But you're going to see, like, he's super humble, super chill, and he's got this vibe that is just like, don't worry, I got you. Everything is just, everything's going to be good. Everything's going to be, but his intelligence.
Now the roots is deep. And what I really liked about them, before we go into this DJ mix by DJ Matt, we did a mix for the Roots to celebrate them.
Yeah.
They're performing at the TD stage tomorrow. Listen. I keep thinking it's Tuesday.
Oh, I thought it was Thursday.
I'm bugging out this
show's on Friday.
Yo, shout out to Try a Thing, man. You know the boy.
Shout out, man.
Try a Thing. My favorite is still the pink one, but the yellow one could do his
pink
thing
one
as well.
Is good.
But this Saturday, the Roots are performing International Montreal Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
The TD stage will be there. I think we're like the only black media in there. So we'll be in there, and Lambo. Mm-hmm. We're going to make our way through with our froze. But things are going down. It's a beautiful day. But what I loved about the Roots is that I think they're one of the first like black bands to be on a late night talk show.
Yeah.
Like they do the Jimmy Fallon. I thought that was so dope. And then they do this thing where they do like this freestyle thing where Jimmy will go in the crowd and like will take random facts about someone.
Yeah.
And then Black Thought in a split second, in under 30, 40, like under a minute, will put together a little 16 bar. That's dope.
But they've been doing a lot of musical coordination because Quest has been doing musical coordination for a long time. And he's used to being a musical coordinator, director, and doing all of these things. So when they got that show, I was like, oh, I'm not surprised. But they have always shown, like, I don't know if people have seen a live Roots show. Like, I've seen a lot of them. It's so amazing when they do their own stuff, but it's amazing when they do other people's stuff too. And it's incredible because the sound, the feeling, the vibe that you get. Like, I've seen them on big stages and on smaller stages. And I do like them on the big stage, but when you see them in those like little vibey zones, and it verberates, you get goosebumps.
I want the unplugged. And then you forget, this is a black band.
Yes.
In hip hop.
Yes.
On national TV.
Yeah.
World renowned, they fly a private jet.
Yeah.
And this is our shit. It's a beautiful thing. I can't wait to meet the Roots. I don't know what to say. Like there's certain people, like, when you do this entertainment thing, when you do this radio thing, there's certain people, like, that's on your list.
Yeah.
How could the Roots not be on your list?
Listen, I just
How could the Roots not be on your list? Like,
I just miss my homeboy. I'm like, Quest, I want to give you a hug. It's been too damn long, you know?
All right, man. So you know what we're going to do this morning? Let's do a Roots mix.
Yes.
DJ Maddie's got some things here. We ain't going to play the full track. But we will give you enough essence. I think there's some Erykah Badu in there.
Yeah.
I think there's some You Got Me in there.
Yes, that's the jam.
I don't know. I mixed it up. I don't know. There's some things in there. So Montreal, my city, the Roots are performing tomorrow night, the International Jazz Festival Montreal. Yeah. They'll be on the TD stage at 9 p.m. Yours truly and Lambo will be in the building. Mm-hmm. Oh, I also got the media thing for Oceaga. They only sent one.
So,
but you're out of town anyway. You're in New York.
I'm out of town.
You're trying to hide behind leaves with your Woosa. What if I don't want a Woosa? Like, I'm going to create a brand. My brand's going to be the anti-Woosa brand.
No, it's not. It's going to be Namaste. Namaste here.
Peace. I'm going to bring the darkness. Much of my city. Keep it locked. 8:23 in the morning. We'll jump into this Roots mix. When we come out of it, we're going to play our interview with Carl Wolf. He has a new single out called Ocean View. Everything's expensive this morning.
It's
Lambo's
hot.
In the building. The Morning Detour, we on Fridays. Listen to the Roots. Let's go.
Y'all about to find out. It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
If you're worried about
what hold on. Somebody may got me. If you don't have real friends like Lambo, if you don't if you're a real friend, if you're a real homegirl, if you're a real partner, if you're a real business associate, this one's for you. This is the best of the roots. This Erykah Badu, you got me. The queen. Somebody better got me. CKD got you. Every Friday. The more detail. We try and get that Lambo. That's what we try and get. I want to get that. Let's go.
Somebody told me that this planet was small. We used to live. Somebody told me that this planet was small. We used to live in the same building on the same floor. And never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Says she working on a flick and could my click through the score. She says she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar. And that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart. Intent to shatter, she like, that shit don't matter when I get home. Get at her through letter phone. Whatever, let's link, let's get together. Shit, you think not? Think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling her is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling you, telling me, yeah.
Everybody off. I want to break everybody off this morning. Make sure you catch the Roots. The Roots are performing live tomorrow. The TD stage. Espacio Spectacle. It's the best morning show in the country. With Sweezy Moon Chaser, Gardens of the Galaxy, DJ Maddie, Lambo's in the building. The doors only go up one way. Let's go.
Bad Mrs. throwing raspberry kisses on me. You looking for direction, girl. I feel your vision on me. Just don't let him see you sweating. We ain't supposed to be involved. Knowing when we get it off, girl, I mean it all. Keeping you feeling till you're taken and tossed. And when I'm breaking it off, there's no denying the fact it's wrong. Cause you got a man who probably playing his part. You probably breaking his heart. He trying to figure the reason you're gone. Is it cause he's superficial? Or is he too submissive? Or did I come along and hit you with the future? Or is it cause you really couldn't see the future with him? All he bought is paper, never took the time. Dealing with this, you won't be taking the loss. You need to leave them alone and go with the one who breaks you off. We get you started.
Montreal, my city. This the Morning Detour. This the Roots Mix. DJ Maddie in the building. This is real hip hop this morning. Make sure you tell a friend, every Friday, 7 to 9, the best morning show in the country, Weezy and Lambo.
Get them up high. Okay, yeah, go all star, and get down for y'all. To the ladies in the house, I'm proud of y'all. You got the roots cool with the sound, of course. High, lift them up high. Okay, when that adrenaline get in their system, they get them out on a quest to start them. Could be a motherfucking problem in Philly, Cincinnati, Los Angeles, or Harlem. Kids call themselves killers, let the hammers do the talking. Don't even know the meaning of life. Ain't seen a thing and you dream of flooding the scenery with yayo and greenery buffing now. You sticking them with the heavy machinery. Wonder how you lift it up. We only 17 and like everybody, he wanna shine. Young brothers on the grind, holding something in their spine, bowling for Columbine. Stressing to me how it's all about a dollar sign. Think the way you out of line, out of sight and out of mind. Up against the clock and damn near out of time. The tipping point is arrived and that's the bottom line. To all my peoples, the stars, it's our time to shine. Let's get them up high. Come on, go all star. Get down for y'all. To the ladies in the house, I'm proud of y'all. You got the group cool with the sound of course. High, lift them up high.
yes, yes. Montreal, the Roots Mix. Oh, boy, taking you back to the late 90s. Oh, she used to come over. She hits you on the pager, huh? Lambo's hitting them up on the pager. 911. Just the best of the Roots, the Morning Detour, the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Let's go.
Yo, yo, lost generation, fast-paced nation, world population confront their frustration. The principles of true hip-hop have been forsaken. It's all contractual and about money-making. Pretend to be cats, don't seem to know their limitation. Exact replication and false representation. You want to be a man, then stand your own. To MC requires skills, I demand some shown. I let the frauds keep fronting and roam like a cellular phone far from home, giving crowds what they wanting. Official hip-hop consumption, the fifth thumping, keeping your party jumping with an original something. Yo, I dedicate this to the one dimension now. No imagination, excuse for perpetration. My man came over and said, yo, we thought we heard you. Jokes on you, you heard a biting. True, but
Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. Weezy Mo, Jason Lambo's in the building. You already know the doors only go up. She's exotic. Right, she's foreign. We are lucky this morning. Now you know the show's in a different place. We're getting real celebrities now. He's been a fixture in Canadian music since 2001. He's got the new single Ocean View out right now. Now, I want everybody in the hood know right now, this guy is arguably the flyest Canadian artist we have. I saw him at the Maxim on the red carpet with the jacket that would rival Michael Jackson. He had the rhinestones and listen.
Whoa, you got bars, bro. Bars.
I thought he was in a biker gang. I don't know what was going on. He's a singer.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, we got Mr. Carl Wolf, singer, songwriter, producer. You know, he's worked with the likes of Akon and T-Pain and Ne-Yo. Boy, I love all the joints you did with them dudes, man. You're a great dude. Carl Wolf. I feel like I grew up with you. You know, you've been out since 2001. I was in high school, college, those times. Yo, when I think about Canadian music, your name always comes up. It's always Carl Wolf. So I appreciate you taking time this morning to sit down with myself and Lambo.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Nice to meet you, Lambo, as well. And, yeah, man, it's been a crazy ride. you know. Yep. So pandemic's been nuts as well.
We'll talk about the ride. Before we talk about the beautiful single Ocean View, new single out. So I'm feeling like there's an EP or album, but you let us know what's going on. Can we talk about your style? Because when I saw you on the red carpet, it caught my eye. Where did this in, and you know what he said, Lambo? This is a one of one. Somebody get Carl Wolf. Carl Wolf, how do you put your style together? Who's the stylist? Who's the visionary? How's this all coming together here?
You know what's crazy? It's just I have good people around me. And in time, I realized that it's always a one-piece thing. So you got to have your pieces, right? So you could wear, literally you could pick anything from your wardrobe and it's got to be, but you got, if you're going out and you're making a statement, it's a red carpet, you got to have one showstopper. I mean, just, that's the industry we're in. It's just fun to have. It's a conversation piece. It's good for camera. It's just, it's fun. So I surround myself with talented artists from every aspect, you know, from music, singers, designers. And it's always someone different, but this time that jacket was from Dust of Gods from Toronto. Just crazy. He's this incredible guy who's not even in design. He's in like engineering or something. And he's just, he loves fashion. So he opened his own brand just for celebrities and for like basketball players. And so it worked out.
Oh, listen, we need to link up with him. So let's go in here. The new single just dropped a couple of days ago, Ocean View. Talk to me a little bit about that. How did that come together? Why did you go the dance route? I know you've done many different genres within music, but what led you to dance at this moment in time in your career?
You know what's funny? It was kind of during the pandemic. You know, we didn't have any concerts, nothing. We wouldn't travel anymore for two and a half years. So I said, you know what? Let me try showing what kind of, you know, how I produce my songs live here in the studio. So I opened, you know, I started TikTok and that just took off. And I was like, man, I don't know. People don't know that I produce all my records, like all the hit records, Africa, you know, it's like they don't know that it's been done all in one place. So let me try showing that. And then I decided, you know what, let me try a dance record. And that blew up. That song was Getaway. And it's almost gold now. And
hey, talk that, Carl.
Talk it. Let everybody know.
Juno nominated recording artist, Carl Wolf.
Yep.
Sorry. Wow. You gotta get the monikers right.
But seriously, Juno nominated, Carl. I want to ask you, how did it feel to get that nomination? You've been in the industry for a long time. You've been doing the work. You're showing people different facets of you. How did it feel getting that nomination?
It was cool, you know. I've been nominated before, like 11 years ago, for Best R&B three times. I never won it, but I was nominated for it. And it's cool, you know, that 11 years later, you know, that it's still going and it's in a different genre completely. That means I made a switch and I'm competing with the top five dance, you know, house music artists in Canada. That, I don't know why that feels good, but I guess the industry saying, you know, you're on the right path to something. I'd rather the fans just love my music, but it's nice to kind of get, yo, you're on the right track or something like that from the industry. Because the industry, I'm not saying they hate, but they're not always supportive. You know what I mean?
Talk that, Carl.
Right? Speak your truth, I'm telling you. But, you know, what was the inspiration to the song Ocean View? I was listening to it. I was like, this is my new summer jam. I felt like I was in Miami. I'm like, I'm ready to go to Miami right now. I'm ready to get a flight. Let's go.
Actually, we performed it first in Miami. that song, first of all, that song is a bit of a sexy song, you know? I mean, I'm talking about a girl's body being an ocean view. That's kind of a, if you can get the drift, then you understand where I'm coming from.
You pay extra for that room. That's what I know. Those of you, you pay.
Exactly. So it's a way, you know, it's just romantic summer, man. I just miss being out on the beach and just, it's so nice to just be out again after 2 years of staying in, unfortunately.
So almost two decades in the game. Do you still have a love for it? Do you still have a passion for it? I know you're out with Ocean View. You know, you're super charismatic. So me and you in person, like, okay, cool. Carl Wolf was just this high figure that I knew. Now to see you in person, like, oh my gosh. You have such a bubbly personality. You're personable. Do you still have the love for the game and the industry? I know the game is rough. You know what I mean? I know we don't always get the kudos that we need to get. But do you still have this passion two decades in Canadian music, world music, Carl Wolf?
I don't know why I do, but I still do. People are like, yo, retire already.
No.
Don't say that R word.
Yo, honestly, even if I wasn't successful at it, guys, I would still do it. I'm doing it not because I'm trying to be at another level. I just love doing it, man. It's just so much fun. Making music, you see, people smile. You know, it's like having a personal, you know, tag on your chest every day you walk out. People are like, yo, people come up to me now. Like, let's say I'm walking around Toronto somewhere and they're just like, yo, I love your song Omicron Queen, or I love your song everything from the new era. They don't even know. They forgot the Yalla Habibis and the Carreras and the whatever.
Face behind the face.
Yeah.
We got to play some face behind the face this morning, Lambo. Yeah, homework. We do our homework, Carl. We know what's going on.
I see you, man. That's the first album. That was my first album that went gold.
I got gold all around my room. Look at you.
Oh, man. I love the flex. I love the flex.
But what can we expect from Carl Wolf this summer?
You know what? Ocean View is my current single. I signed a deal with two American companies, publishing deal and a record deal for the next 2 years. So I've got 10 songs each year. We're just getting started again. I mean, I listen, man. I think it's one of those things just like Will Smith. It's just going to keep going and going until I get slapped. I mean, I'm going to slap
someone. Ah, no. Somebody slap you, Carl. I'm going to get up on that stage.
No. They need to put a statue of you somewhere because your longevity speaks for itself. But I want to ask you, Carl. You have such a big personality. No movies, no TV series. You in Toronto. They film a lot of shows. Let's do a Canadian version of Power. Can we talk to 50? Can we get you as a character? Have you ever thought about doing television and movies?
I have, and I've been offered scripts and things. And here's the problem with it. I'm a professional. I'm a real, like, I love the craft of things. So I feel like if I'm going to get into acting, I really got to go dig deep into myself, into like the method acting, into practicing. I don't want to just rock it, just, you know,
cameos
turned actor.
Yeah.
So I'm not ready for it, put it that way. But I will be. I could be. Listen, I love action movies. I love sci-fi. I love UFOs, aliens. Yo, there's a big movie coming out called Nope. Yo, no. You got to watch that. July 22nd. This said nothing to do with me.
So let's talk about the UFO. Let's talk about... We have a friend of ours, my boy Skin Deep. He said, yo, Carl Wolf's my guy. He's like, you have to ask Carl Wolf about the UFOs. One of our biggest things on the Morning Detour, people looked at me crazy a couple years ago when I talked about it. They're terraforming Mars. It's going to become a real thing. You know, so it'll be like popular and rich people like yourself that's going to be able to go to Mars. But you believe in UFOs, right?
I do. I mean, you know, I've been researching this thing for 15, 20 years. You know, only recently has the Navy and the Pentagon and whatever come clean and had full, not full disclosure, but somewhat disclosure on some of those UAPs, they call them, unidentified aerial phenomenon that's been out there. So I don't know, man. I've been knowing it for a minute. I've had this, it's longer than this segment can handle. Maybe we should do another segment about it.
No, we're going to get you on tour after dark. Which is our longer segment, our podcast. We can really let loose. I want to hear stories of you on the road. I want to hear all of that. But back to the UFOs. Yeah. A lot of people think, especially like, you know, we're an urban show. Like, you know, a lot of black people's like, oh, aliens don't exist. I'm like, there's a lot of planets up there. Yeah. There's a lot of things going on up there.
Man, if I tell you guys stories of what I know and what I've heard from important people, it's mind blowing, man. It's mind blowing. It's overwhelming, the evidence that we are not alone and there's something weird going on, you know, and we all feel it as human beings. We all feel, of course, we don't want to admit it and whatever. But in my opinion, and some people may hate me for this, but I feel like it's interchangeable with religion. Like it's almost, it could have been like when they say going up to heaven, what is heaven? It's space. Like there's something interchangeable there. Yeah. We'll get to it after dark one day and I'll be glad.
Definitely. Well, you definitely got to pull through the studio. When you're in Montreal, you got to pull up and come to the studio. Let's do it live. It's gonna be
amazing. Oh man, this has been great, man. Montreal, my city. We've been speaking with Canadian recording artists. We're gonna put trophies of him in every province. Mr. Carl Wolf, make sure you stream it, you download it. The videos, everything's great. Ocean View, you know the Ocean View rooms are expensive, so you know what the vibe is. It's summertime. We want to play at all the pool parties. Mr. Carl Wolf, we appreciate you. Please come to the Morning Detour when you're in town.
Yes,
I'd love to. I'd love to do it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Y'all about to find out who I am. It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
Come on. Montreal, my city. Make sure you download it. Make sure you stream it. It's Carl Wolf. New single, Ocean View. It's expensive. Let's go. Yeah, I like the dance vibe. It's the more pizza. It's the Mike CKT 9.3 FM. Moon Chaser. Lambo. You know how we do things. DJ Maddie. Let's go. Next one, this next joint right here. I feel like a late night disc jockey. All right, Montreal, this next joint is coming to you from Anders from Warner Music. It's called Come With Me. It's the My CKT 9.3 FM. We could do all the vibes. Montreal, New York, New Jersey, Crystal Lake, I see you. Okay, that's how we're feeling this morning. Okay, news time. Okay, last 10 minutes.
He's reminding us.
Moon Chaser, the Lambo. The doors only go up one way. It's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM, the best morning show every Friday, 7 to 9. Make sure you tell a friend. We're live on YouTube and Facebook, Detour 514. This weekend, a lot of things are coming up. Trillamont, Teatro St. Catherine tonight, 8 p.m. The Roots tomorrow. Espace de Spectacle. TD Stage will be in the building. Myself and Lambo. Let's kick off the interviews with Ray from The Roots.
Yeah.
Things is going on. What a weekend, man. Then we have the Anders on Sunday.
Wow, we got a busy lineup this weekend.
Listen, man. I tell people, don't make friends with people with blue checks. let's be honest, man. People with blue checks keep you busy, man.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, be able to the boy X-Wam in the beat. Can I get a beat? I told X-Wam they want you to run the wires. The server's not responding. The proxy server. We need proxy help. Yeah, shout out to all the IT guys, because you guys already know. See, you look discombobbled this morning.
Yeah.
Your phone wasn't working. The IT guy fixed that for you.
Yep.
Your IT guy's working for Rogers right now for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, big up to the IT guys, man. The IT guys should get love like the same way producers get love.
Hell yeah.
Same way the promoters get love, man. The promoter only gets you into the party. The IT guy keeps you connected.
That's right.
So that's what we have going on, man. Great, man. Thank you so much, Montreal. 8:52 in the morning. Lambo's like, I'll do a little bit of news.
I want to get the news
okay,
out the way.
Okay,
We got to.
Okay, so Quebec health officials say there are 248 confirmed monkeypox cases in the province. I don't know how this monkeypox thing works. Let's go. But public health officials say most cases are among men who report intimate contact with men, but say anyone can get monkeypox. Why y'all try putting on the gays, man?
Why?
Yeah,
man.
Are we still in Pride Week?
I thought they were going to try and put on black folk because it's called monkeypox. You know, people are nasty and dirty. Come on. It's like chicken pox. I mean, we see monkeypox in Africa. I'm like, come on. Now we're going to start this up. We're just trying to keep fearing people.
Well, let's talk about fearing people. Two doses are no longer enough. Canadians are required to get COVID shot every 9 months.
Don't get me started on that one.
According to Health Minister Jean-Yves Duclos, is this the guy that replaced Horatio?
Yes, he is.
I don't know Mr. Duclos. We don't know him too close.
We don't know him too close.
We don't know. So Duclos said that the previous definitions of fully vaccinated makes no sense, explaining that it's more important that shots are up to date, whether or not a person has received a vaccine in the last 9 months. So it's not about being fully vaccinated. It's about being fully up to date. That's where we're at right now.
That's where we're at with that. Please, come on. It's just too much now. I done did the thing. I got sick. Like, I don't care what people's status is. Whatever you want to do, you want to do. But I'm like, no, dude. Like, this is enough. It's enough.
I like paying my bills. That's what I like to do. That's what I like to do. So Montreal Basketball Camp for Inuit Youth aims to build hope. Shout out to my boys at Grand Ocean later.
Yes.
They flew down 15 kids from Nunavik. Nice. For 10 days and 2 sessions with former NBA player Chris Joseph. So that's my brothers out there. Our AU coach, when we were in Bantam, Russ Johnson, is part of our thing with Grand Ocean later. And like, yo, this guy, man, Russ has been like a fixture in our lives since we were kids. And even as adults, he came back together. We built collectively this thing called Grind Out Shine Later. Mm. We have the Boys and Girls Club there out there in Africa now.
Yeah.
We're still doing work here. We're doing the dunk contest on August 4th as well. So look out for Grind Out Shine Later. We have a little bit of NBA clout. We got Chris Joe in our crew.
You know.
Things are happening. Apparently, all the workers are gone. Montreal Economics explains. Okay, so the whole long and short of this, listen, people got used to the CERB.
Yeah.
Things are too expensive. People's like, we don't want to go back to work.
I'm done.
But everywhere's hurting. No one should say they can't get a job right now.
No. It's the best time to get one, actually.
But listen, if I had more time in the day, I would get another job. What else do we have here? Oh, so police charge. They found the shooter for the July 4th parade shooter.
Yeah, they did.
They're going to hit him with 7 counts of first-degree murder. So residents cheered and applauded prosecutors and police Tuesday. As the alleged perpetrator of the deadly 4th of July rampage in Chicago suburb was charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. Big up yourself, G-Flex. Like, why are you doing it on the 4th of July?
Did you?
In a suburb. And he just was like a woman, right?
Did you? Yes, he was. But did you notice that they took him in unharmed, unscathed? Did you notice that? That's the thing that we need to talk about is the fact that in our own community, cops are just blasting bullets at us. But on these white young guys, they're taking them in, giving them water, stopping, getting them some Chick-fil-A on the road, you know?
Yo, he thought about this. Like, he dressed up like a woman.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, 7 people were killed and 38 people were injured Monday when a lone gunman perched on a rooftop and disguised in woman's clothing opened fire on spectators while they were watching the 4th of July parade pass through the core of this leafy suburb. So the accused gunman, 21-year-old Robert E. Crimo III.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's up with all these young guys? How are these young guys so emotional? On the gunman from Buffalo is a young guy as well.
Yeah.
Listen, if you have a young adult angst, go see a therapist.
Exactly. We were talking about that. Go see a therapist.
You got young angst. What's one called? You call that young angst. Good news. Rapper Ice Cube partners with NFL to strengthen black economic equality. So the NFL has announced it has partnered with rapper and actor Ice Cube's contract with Black American Institute to enhance the league's effort to increase economic equity and partnership with black-owned businesses. Well, it only makes sense. The NFL is what? Three-quarters black? like, no shit, we're going to partner with you guys.
It's about time.
So the contract with the Black America Institute, founded in 2020 amid the social justice and racial inequality protests in response to high-profile police killings of black Americans, is an organization that focuses on the economic inclusion within the black community. Well, we need to start off by, you know, spending with our own first.
Exactly.
You know, we need to listen, man. I guess I'm actually gravy with that. And of course, I like to hit you guys with a little science fact. According to Science Alert, so nearly 1,000 microbe species have just been discovered in extreme Tibetan glaciers. So they found some more nastiness, sales. It's getting nastier. So living as a microbe on the Tibetan plateau isn't easy. Frigid temperatures, high levels of solar radiation, not a lot to eat. And you regularly get frozen and then thawed depending on the time of the year. So it's a bit of a surprise that in these extreme environmental conditions, scientists have discovered 968 species featuring a hugely diverse range of microbes. Mm. The findings come courtesy of the first dedicated genome catalog of the glacier ecosystem. So then, for all my hood people listening, so in long and short, they found some new viruses that we don't even know what they do yet.
Oh, Lord.
In the glacier.
In a glacier.
In Tibet. Still in China.
Oh, Lord. They're going to start some new stuff.
And if that was enough, finally, we made the environmental place. Mm. Canadian scientist said he's found a huge ozone hole over the tropics. So Canadian scientist said he's discovered a massive hole in the ozone layer over the tropical region of the planet that could impact 50% of the world's population.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, I know y'all want to take that. Like, I think this should be at the top of the list.
You know, it should be on the top of the list.
So, real quick, I got like 50 seconds. So, Quinbin Liu, a professor of the University of Waterloo, says the hole is 7 times the size of the well-known Antarctic ozone hole that emerges during spring. The findings were published in the Journal of AIP Advances. So, Montreal, my city, man, listen, we need to make this the topic of discussion.
Yeah, we will.
Listen, 50% of the population. Okay. Who's going to Mars? Who's going to
the Marfrica?
Marfrica. Listen, no, Marfrica is the continent on Mars where all the BIPOC people are going to be. But we're still going to Mars.
Mm.
Yeah, Marfa, listen. Yo, RG, holla at me. Let's load up the ship. So it's been Weezy Moon Chaser. I'm alongside Lambo. The doors only go up one way.
That's right.
We on Fridays. Keep it locked, man. Every Friday, man, 7 to 9, the mighty CKT 9.3 FM.
What? My radio stuck on CKUT. I don't know. But nah, fix it. CKUT, the number one radio station in Montreal. We give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars, and the mountain. CKUT give you the world.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
And good morning and welcome, Jazzamuck time.